Thank you, everyone, for coming. Chris, would you take the roll?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Council Member Jones?
Present.
Council Member Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. If you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Watch your tits.
Thank you, Bob.
You going to be okay down there, Richard?
I'm okay. Right, I just want to let you know I'm here.
First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Any questions or anything we need to pull and discuss later? Or?
I'm good.
I'm fine.
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as printed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Yes.
Thank you. The consent agenda has been approved. Next item is a public hearing and consideration to approve resolution R86-2017. Richard Roats.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. For the record, Richard Roats before you is a proposed resolution repealing a resolution that was adopted back in 2011, wherein we suspended the fees for public records requests. This is putting it back into place. We're growing. We're getting some of these records requests that are taking time and or more than 2 hours staff time and or more than 100 pages, so it's basically re-implementing what was in effect at that time and then setting it for the reimbursement, which is actually our cost. So I will stand for any questions.
Questions for Richard?
I have one.
Okay.
It mentions that requests for public records shall be submitted in writing on the form provided by the city. I don't see a copy of the form, but will we accept a request as long as it's in writing and includes those things, even if it's not on the form?
Yes. What most of the people have been doing is they're referred to the website to pull the form off of there, where we have it. So if they don't, and in the past we have, if they've put it on that information, that's been sufficient.
Okay. Would we want to change the resolution so that it reflects that it can either be on the form or in the appropriate form?
My preference, just for record keeping, would be that it be on the form. Like to keep it at the form, and then we can have the discretion if that's okay. On a case-by-case basis.
And then, so the other issue that we have had with this is the public records requests have been coming in to different departments, to different people, so we wanted that request to come into the city clerk's office as they are the keeper of the records, and then they can pass it on from there. So, Richard, yes.
Mayor. Richard, where the city has out-of-pocket costs, what could be incurred that isn't already included other than the printing? It's actual cost. What?
Where
74-102-10C.
Right. Well, it says where copies of records are mailed or shipped. So if we have a large box that's being shipped or mailed, that's what they mean by the actual cost. Those three columns there, actual cost, actual cost, actual cost. So if we've paid for some type of media to download it to or some type of other cost, that just gives us the option of doing that.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Richard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. On the retrieval of archive information, is that archive information is off-site or on-site?
That would be on-site.
On-site, okay. So, but that would be in addition to any labor time that's needed to find those files and that, or is it pretty, I've assumed Chris could answer, but they're pretty, we're not going to be spending an hour trying to locate a box. We know where all the boxes are, so it's just going to be the box plus whatever time to photocopy and all that. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Further questions for Richard? Okay, this is a public hearing, so we will open the public hearing portion. I do not have anyone that signed up to testify at this hearing on this case. Is there anybody who wishes to testify that didn't get a chance to sign up? Okay, seeing none, if the council wants to make a motion to close the public hearing.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. So the question is rightfully before council on approval of Resolution 86-2017.
I move we approve Resolution R86-2017.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Resolution R86-2017. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 6B, public hearing that was tabled from October 17th, 2017, and consideration to approve 17-07-ZC rezone. Jace Hellman.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Jace Hellman, Cuna Planning Staff, 751 West 4th Street. My applicant did not show up this evening. I would like to request this be tabled until he does show up, so if we could table a date certain, December 5th, I believe, is the first council meeting in December.
Okay.
Yes, good.
Yeah, well, that's the correct date. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. I move we table public hearing and consideration to approve 17-07-CC rezone to the December 5th meeting.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Just in case there are any members in the audience, this was a request from Scott Noriyuki to rezone a parcel's current R4 medium density residential zoning designation to a C1 neighborhood commercial zoning designation. This site is located at the southeast corner of West Hubbard Road and North Linder Road, Cuna, Idaho. So if there was anybody here for that, that meeting will take place, or that public hearing will take place December 5th. Next item on the agenda is public hearing and consideration to approve 17-03-AN annexation and 17-07-S subdivision for Rising Sun Estates subdivision. Troy, you are here. It must be the bright shirt. I couldn't see you back there.
It blends in.
It blends in with the red chairs, I guess.
Yeah. Evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. Just for the record, Troy Buchanan, Planner 3, Cuna Planning and Zoning Department. staff would like to first announce that the September 12th public hearing for this project was favorable, and they forwarded a recommendation to you, and it went through the public hearing process. There were a few questions and a few things we had to work out with some of the pathways and some of the landscape issues, but the applicant was very responsive, and it turned out very well, and it's actually a very good thing for the city. The reason why I'm leading with that tonight is because that's usually the thing I forget to mention, is that it did go to Planning and Zoning Commission, and that they did forward a recommendation in the positive to you, to this body. So the applications that you have before you tonight for the Rising Sun Estates annexation and preliminary plat is presented to your vote to for approval for the annexation and the preliminary plat. And that all of the noticing procedures for tonight's hearing have been followed. The application, or the applicant, Steve Arnold, with 18 land consultants, along with his client, are seeking annexation of approximately 336.3 acres into the city limits of CUNA with an R4 zone, which matches the comprehensive plan map, which the comprehensive plan map designates this as low-density residential. This project will be known as the Rising Sun Subdivision, and they've reserved that name through the county. The site is located at the southwest corner of CUNA and Strobel Roads here in CUNA. There's a significant amount of frontage along CUNA Road and Strobel Road, and they propose to improve both of those street frontages according to city standards and also with ACHD standards. They are proposing access in two places, one on CUNA Road and one on Strobel Road. Each of these roads are classified roadways that are shown on our classification map. The site does touch the city limits on the north side, so this does qualify as a parcel that is able to be annexed into the city because it touches, and they've submitted an application to do so. They have proposed a preliminary plat, which includes up to 91 buildable lots and 5 common lots. The applicant is also proposing 4 shared driveways, which will affect, I believe it's 15 lots, which they've also been responsive with and providing the necessary means to ensure that the shared driveway is cared for, maintained, and taken care of into perpetuity. And I'll let the applicant actually address that after my presentation. As you probably have noticed in your packets, these lots are a little bit larger, and it does have a lot of frontage along the Indian Creek. I'm sorry. My throat's acting a little funny tonight, and so I'm talking a little funny.
We'll make fun of you later. Go ahead.
That's okay. There's nothing new there. Anyway, they have significant frontage along Indian Creek, and they're proposing that the developer install a green belt with a pathway at their cost, and then their intention is to donate that to the city to make that common lot accessible for all CUNA residents, and it will establish a very significant green belt path on the east side of Meridian Road, and will set a very nice precedence and will be a very nice amenity to the area and to the residents. The applicant will extend the public utilities to the site, and they anticipate at least three phases for the project, which will bring a density right around 2.5 dwelling units per acre, and that the 5 common lots will total about 4.17 acres, or about 12% of the overall space, which does include connections through pedestrian connections, non-motorized, through the subdivision and also to the green belt, which will be a significant addition for the residents of CUNA and also for the of this subdivision. They're proposing a gazebo with a big toy for children in the in one large open space internally. And like I said, at Planning and Zoning Commission, they did respond with adding the trails that staff did recommend that they add for connectivity. Staff has worked diligently with the applicant to get this before you tonight. They've submitted everything that we've asked them to, and we find that the application is in concert with the comprehensive plan map, and the goals of the comprehensive plan, and that This will open up the doors in Southeast CUNA. With that, I would stand for any questions you might have.
Okay. Questions for Troy?
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Steve Arnold, did you want to state your name and address for the record, please?
For the record, it's Steve Arnold, 18 Land Consultants, 1785 Whisper Cove, Boise, 83709. I think Troy pretty much covered a lot of the details of the subdivision. I guess what I'll try to do is hit the highlights and some of the vision behind the subdivision. As Troy first pointed out, we did have actually a favorable opinion from our immediate neighbors with the lot size and the subdivision itself. What we're trying to do is provide a niche market right now to what I think CUNA needs. We're marketing several subdivisions down here right now, and one of the first things that we hear from people is, hey, can we get bigger lots, deeper lots, wider lots so that we can get RV storage or an extra RV bay? So we're trying to hit, that step up market. There's production builders down here. Our vision is to not compete with production builders, but bring in 4 to 5 builders, create a builder team, and then basically build value into the subdivision as we go. And we found that works really good in other subdivisions that we've marketed. And what you end up doing is you build in a nice product up front, and you're able to get then the next phase a little extra for your lot, and then the next phase a little extra more for your lot. And it's what I call building equity into the subdivision. So the vision here is, again, not to compete with production builders, but to provide the larger lot and a step up for people that may have bought into those production homes but want to get out and have a larger yard. As Troy stated, we're at the low end of the density allowed for the comp plan. And again, that's more just for marketing. When we market the sub, we're going to market between 10,000 and almost a half acre lots out there on some of those flag lots. By the way, we can put in the deeds when we sell those lots in perpetuity that the owners of those lots maintain those common drive aisles. We've done it in other subdivisions. It works really well. And the flag lots, those are going to be some of our premium lots and probably our higher end homes that are going in there. So we'll definitely make sure that that's not only called out in our deeds, but into the CCNRs and HOA. We are improving the green belt that we've done on other subdivisions. One thing that I try to pitch to mayors and councils is, these amenities, the basketball courts, the tot lots and everything, those are nice, but the most utilized thing in a subdivision are walking pathways. And I'm kind of embarrassed that I forgot to add additional connections, as Troy suggested that we did in planning and zoning, and we're fully amenable to that. I think that those connections and pathways and connectivity throughout is very important. In the line of the connectivity, we're doing a reduced street section with 8-foot planters and a detached sidewalk. So you're going to get kind of that feel throughout the subdivision. We'll have planter strips and boulevards that if we're going to try to get a premium price, we've got to try to provide a premium project. At the far east of the west of the subdivision, we've got an area there that's going to be kind of a common area that is open park that will also connect into the subdivision. It also aligns with some of the easements that I worked on. I think the council saw these about 8 months ago. We extended sewer easements all the way from orchard essentially through the subdivisions that we're working on west to Strobel. So the whole intent was to get sewer within that easement to this site. And we've accommodated all of our roads are matching where those easements are. And then where we're putting the tot lot, that'll be a multi-use pathway where, you know, the public works can access the sewer as well as the pedestrians can walk down to the greenbelt. One thing, again, that we're trying to upscale things, the city requires 20-foot buffers along CUNA and along Strobel. We're proposing 25 just to give us that extra width. We're in the process of working with ACHD as well to design a roundabout's plan to go at CUNA and Strobel. So we've accommodated right-of-way for both, and we've accommodated right-of-way for both the expansion of CUNA Road and Strobel Road. ACHD has reviewed this. They found the traffic impacts to be minimal. If you have questions on that, I can go through that through question Q&A. I guess in closing, we think we're bringing a product type that is missing down here. The last project that I did like this was the Denali Heights subdivision. I worked for, it was Burke and Angie and Scholler. They'd never developed before in the past, and I remember them coming to me, and it was a fun experience because they got to develop and they had some input on that, and that's kind of the same type of vision that we're trying to place here. You know, put that market where, you know, I think there's a huge demand and try to sell to the higher end. So with that being said, I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Mr. Arnold.
So you say you're working with ACHD regarding their recommendations that they want on the roads as far as this curb gutter sidewalk and things like that?
Yeah, very sure, Pat Jones. Yeah, we've been approved already through ACHD. Okay. They've approved all of our street sections, road locations, everything. So, yeah, we're the next step is we'll submit construction drawings. They'll review those, and then we'll go through the plat process.
And just curious, the flag lots, which way do all those houses face?
Most of them are, well, all of them are north-south.
North-south, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess for snow removal, it worked really good.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they were all facing the back of the houses in front of them.
Well, the flags are going north-south. How we orient the actual buildings on them.
I was just trying to figure out the houses, how they were going to be. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Further questions for Mr. Earl?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. So this is a public hearing for a request to annex approximately 36.3 acres into CUNA City with an R4 residential zone, and to subdivide the property in 91 single-family residential lots and 5 common lots with a proposed greenbelt dedication to the city. A design review application for landscape was previously approved by the commission. The site is located at the southwest corner of East CUNA and South Strobel site, South Strobel Roads. Site address is next to 2067 East CUNA Road, CUNA, Idaho. And I have no one that signed up to testify in this case. Is there anyone who wishes to testify that didn't get a chance to sign up?
Maybe him.
What's that?
There's a guy just walked in. Maybe him. Maybe not.
Okay. Well, seeing none, I guess we need to, as a matter of procedure, open the public hearing in the matter of 17-03AN and 17-07-S. And so once again, is there anyone who didn't sign up to testify on this that wishes to? Okay, seeing none, motion from council to close the public hearing.
I move we close public hearing.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing on 17-03AN and 17-07S. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And the question is rightfully before council.
Well, I know the packet includes what I would consider a thorough analysis of proposed findings of fact and consideration of the comp plan, that sort of thing. But I guess I'll just specifically call out that I do think this this plan serves one need that I specifically have been calling out a lot, which is I would love to see larger lot sizes and kind of homes that would be considered a step up. So I thank you very much for bringing that before us. I think we've done a pretty good job of getting some a greater variety of housing, but I think that's one area that we haven't had a ton of success so far. So thank you for bringing this unique project. I also wanted to specifically call out that, you know, Greenbelt has been something that we've been focusing on a lot, ensuring that we're maintaining it, ensuring that we're getting more of it when we can, to ensure public access to it. And so I appreciate that this plan also takes that into account and preserves that area. So with that being said, I'm sorry, I just went to the wrong portion. I move we approve the 17-03-AN, the annexation, and 17-07-S, the subdivision, with the specifications listed in the packet.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 17-03-AN and 17-07-S. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. The next item is a proclamation. This is the proclamation for the Disabled American Veterans Forget-Me-Not Days. Whereas our community has a continuing sense of gratitude to those disabled veterans who did so much to preserve the American way of life, and whereas the disabled American veterans have worked exclusively for the welfare of our disabled veterans, and whereas the CUNA chapter of the Disabled American Veterans has been established to carry on this work in our community, and whereas the Disabled American Veterans offer free services to disabled veterans and their families in filing claims for government benefits and assist disabled veterans with medical, employment, and other problems, and whereas the Disabled American Veterans meet emergency situations that may arise in the families of disabled veterans, now therefore be it resolved that I, Joel Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, do hereby proclaim November 8th through November 15th as Disabled American Veterans Forget-Me-Not Days in the City of CUNA. Next item is consideration to approve 17-01-LS, lot split for Sid Anderson. Jace Hellman.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, once again, Jace Hellman, CUNA Planning Staff, 751 West 4th Street. This application before you tonight is for the lot split. The application will split an approximately 7.25-acre parcel out of a 115-acre parent parcel. The property is located on the east side of Cloverdale Road, south of the railroad tracks, and just north of Barker Road. There are no curbs, gutters, or sidewalks along the frontage of the subject site. If approved, the proposed 7-acre site will have 493 feet of frontage on South Cloverdale Road. Existing ingress and egress to the entire parcel is available via South Cloverdale Road and West Barker Road. The two proposed properties would be separated, or the 7-acre property and then the 108 acres left over would be separated by a steep embankment and a creek bed. Staff's determined that this is an original lot, which will qualify for a lot split. As a qualifying parcel, staff used this proposed lot split application to be consistent with a comprehensive plan and the approved current and future land use maps. Staff's determined lots was consistent with the CUNA City Code, specifically Title V, the City of CUNA Comprehensive Plan, Idaho Code Title 67, Chapter 65, the Local Land Use Planning Act, and staff would forward a recommendation of approval for case number 1701LS to the CUNA City Council. And I'll stand for any questions you might have.
Okay. Questions for Jace?
Well, it's straightforward to me, so I have no problem.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, sir. So this is a request from Sid Anderson to split approximately 7 acres out of a 115-acre parent parcel. The site is located on the east side of Cloverdale Road, south of the railroad tracks, and north of Barker Road. And if there's no further discussion, the question is rightfully before council.
Given that staff has determined the lot split is consistent with city code and recommends approval of the case, I see no reason to deny it. So I would move we approve case number 17-01-LS with the conditions of approval listed.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 17-01-LS with the conditions of approval listed. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. 7C, a request for funds to do an appraisal of the 20 acres at Meadowview. Bob Bachman is not here, so Bobby Withrow will be taking this one.
What?
With a smile and everything.
Mayor, Council, we're trying to get a property value for the 20 acres we have on Meadowview to see if we can carve out 5 acres in front and trade for the shortland property. We called around for some quotes. The best one we found was for $1,500, so we're asking to take that out of contingency, I'm assuming.
And so what we're trying to do is Ada County Highway District, they're willing to sell us the property where that shop is on for our city shop. We do have a portion of this property on Meadowview that is basically a rock ledge, but what they want to use it for is for storage of their road materials, mm-hmm. and things like that, and equipment occasionally and that type of thing for easy access for them for construction jobs that they do out here. So they are requesting that we provide them with a piece of property to replace the one that we're buying from them. So that's kind of what this is about. So we need to get an appraisal on it so that we can make sure we're getting the proper value out of that.
Well, I know we've talked quite a bit about how beneficial this trade would be for us and how usefully located, I guess, the ACHD property is and all that sort of thing. So it seems like in the long run, this would be a good value for us if we can end up making this happen. So with that being said, I don't know if there's any more discussion.
No.
I move we approve the expenditure of $1,500 from contingency for the appraisal of the Meadowview property.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the $1,500 for the appraisal of the Meadowview property. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item D, request for contingency funds to complete the purchase of the splash pad components. Bobby Withrow, still smiling.
I guess for the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. Mayor, Council, we were, our splash pad got pushed back because we were permitting with DEQ, so we weren't able to spend the whole 100 and what's that?
It's 160.
Yeah, 160. We did, however, put down a down payment of $52,610 So I'm just asking for the remainder of that. I talked to John. He said it just rolled over into contingency, so there shouldn't be any problem.
Okay. So, yeah, just to clarify them, this is money we already approved the expenditure of during fiscal year 17, and it just wasn't spent, so we're basically reauthorizing its expenditure in fiscal year 18. So, with that being said, I move we approve the expenditure of $107,389.62 to pay for the rest of the splash pad invoice from the contingency fund.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve from the contingency fund the amount of $107,389.62 to pay the rest of the splash pad invoice. Is there any further discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
I've got a question. John's not here. When funds are allocated one fiscal year and they're carried forward, why can't they be carried forward as a line item for that project rather than put into the contingency?
I think they can be. Was there some question about whether this was going to be able to be spent during FY17 and that's why it wasn't included as a line item in the budget, or?
Well, I had, when we did the budgeting, I had anticipated on spending it all.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't move it forward with a line item.
Yeah, otherwise at budget time we would expect to move that money forward, but since that didn't happen at budget time when we approved the budget, then that money that we didn't spend goes into the contingency fund. Had we been anticipating we weren't going to get it spent, then Bobby could have rolled that ahead, but he didn't. So.
Okay. It just seems to throw the contingency fund out of whack when we have funds that are allocated for the current fiscal year that were allocated for the prior year. It makes it diminishes the contingency fund. It would be better to have a line item that carried forward from year to year.
Although I will say for this one, because it was expected to be spent,
right.
I think in theory the contingency fund ended up being 107,000 and change bigger, right, than we thought it was going to be. So it's not as if we're already starting the year 107,000 less in contingency than we anticipated to be, because we actually ended up with that much more. Mm-hmm. So in theory we're still in the same position as we would have been had we done it the way you're suggesting, which would have been cleaner and simpler.
Okay. Yeah. Want to make sure that it would be cleaner to carry it forward from year to year if it's allocated for one year to carry it as a line item to the next year, rather than putting it in contingency and then bringing it back out, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion stands.
We had a motion and a second. Chris, would you poll the council on this one, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-23, an ordinance annexing certain real property to WIT parcel numbers S14073-47180, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of CUNA, into the city of CUNA, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date. I think this is another one that's kind of straightforward, so I think we can fast-track this if council so desires.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2017-23.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2017-23. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move we approve ordinance 2017-23.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-23. Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2017-23.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve summary publication of ordinance number 2017-23. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Item 8B, consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-24, an ordinance rezoning parcel R94420000081, the east one-half of lot 4 of Wilson Subdivision, addressed as 315 East Avalon Street, Cuna, Idaho, from R6 to C2, situated with the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, Ada County, Idaho, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
So I just note that there were public hearings held on this in May by the Planning and Zoning Commission, who recommended approval, and by us in July, and we determined that the rezone should be granted. So to my mind, this is just affecting those decisions. And with that being said, I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2017-24.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance number 2017-24. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2017-24.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Ordinance number 2017-24. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Boomin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Yes.
Sorry, I move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2017-24.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of Ordinance number 2017-24. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Mayor and Council announcements. So the downtown project is getting close to complete. There was a mistake made when they painted the stripes on the street. They made the travel lanes too narrow and the turn lane too wide. So when you drive through the downtown, it feels really skinny, and that's because it is. So they are going to take care of that problem and redo those stripes. Monday they will be doing a walkthrough and creating a punch list for the contractors to take care of any issues that have come up. And I don't know if Councilman Cardoza wants to add anything to that. You've been living it for the last 2.5 months. So.
No, I think it looks good. I think they've done a good job. I don't know why they have a middle lane. I would have preferred that they put a white stripe right down the middle. If you look now, if you try to open a car door, which I've seen numerous times, either the car passing has to beep or the car opening the door has to immediately slam the door shut. There is no room to pass a vehicle on that street. So had they... I don't know why they have a middle lane, what the purpose is. We have alleys for delivery. Had they just put a white line down the middle of the road, Mayor, I think it would have been more appropriate. But Ada County is Ada County.
Well, one thing about the design of the downtown is that, you know, it was intended to make it more pedestrian-friendly down there, and this is a very common design now. The narrower streets create a calming of traffic so that you feel the need to slow down as you're coming through. This is from an engineer, so I didn't do it. I'm just
the beeping of horns and the slamming of doors have a calming effect.
I bet. Yeah. So... That's kind of what I know about that. So I do know they're going to create a punch list on Monday, and
okay.
There's some issues that need addressed that they'll get taken care of. I don't remember. Did anybody remember when they said they were supposed to get the light posts in?
Bob thinks it's going to be in the next 10 days or so.
Okay.
That they'll arrive, then we have install after that.
Okay. Good.
Mayor, I've already complimented Bobby. The yellow flags and the blue flags are doing very well. They seem to be growing every day that we water them.
So, well, why don't you explain how that occurred with that? I mean, they were going to put plants in, and you needed to know where to put the drip lines, so they put flags instead so you knew where to put the drip lines. And
yeah, so they're actually waiting on some more plants to come in, and so rather than waiting on the plants, we just put the drip lines in, so when they dig it, it's there ready to go. So
they're still looking good.
Good. We do grow good flags here.
All right. Was there anything else anybody wanted to bring up?
There's the, correct me when I call it the wrong thing. Is it the Arts Commission is putting on the, like, holiday bazaar type thing at the CUNA Arts or the Event Center this weekend?
We like to call it the CUNA Artist and Crafter Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to say that.
Yeah, that is this weekend at CUNA Event Center. And
Saturday from
10 until 5.
Okay.
And we have, I think there's 28 vendors this year, something like that. We can only take so many. We only have so much room. So, yeah. I think we're excited.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mayor, I have one question.
Sure.
Chris, how did the pop-up go for the parking lot?
I wasn't in attendance. I was on vacation.
Okay.
So I don't know that I really have a report that I could give you that would really be beneficial.
Okay. I saw it was advertised, so I knew.
Right, it did occur.
People knew it was there, yeah.
Yeah, it did occur. Right,
thank you.
Mayor,
yes.
I gave the chief a letter that was, I think, addressed to you and every council person about the school district. Did you want to bring that up, or is that something for you and the chief to discuss at a later date?
So did you see my reply back to the gentleman? And so, Commissioner Paul Woods with Ada County Highway District has they get a lot of input or a lot of comment from people on traffic calming and ways to address speeding by the way they design infrastructure and that type of thing. So they get a lot of requests for people asking all kinds of different things. So he took it upon himself to spearhead a meeting between all the mayors and all of the police from each respective entity on traffic calming and speeding and that issue. And so we all met, and there was some really good ideas from law enforcement of different ways to deal with that and ways to look at that. We think that we might have an idea for that, and Chief's going to work with his staff and see what we can do about taking care of that issue so that it's not, I think sometimes people just need a reminder that people are paying attention to that and there shouldn't be speeding within the school zones and that type of thing. So I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that, Chief, or if.
Mr. Mayor, Councilman Cardoza, I wanted to let you know real quick that we, talking to the sergeants, we are going to do some directive patrols, both
okay.
Reed and in front of the high school. We're going to try to do both sides of the week. We're going to try to do a patrol on each one.
Good,
and,
good.
Just make our presence known. I think that'll make a difference.
I know I've gone past that high school, and the cars in front of me are doing 40, 45 past that school on Deer Flat, so that's definitely a problem there. So we used to have barriers out in the street that were in the crosswalk, and I see they got run over so many times, Ada County quit putting them back.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you an idea of what happens on Deer Flat going in front of the high school. So, thank you, Chief.
So that, and so like I said, this is something that Commissioner Woods has got going, and we're going to continue with these meetings. We're going to get back together in another month, and we're going to talk about this some more, because the one of the interesting things to note is Ada County Highway District, they put those traffic counters across the road. Those also measure speed. They reported back to us that CUNA has the smallest amount of problem with speeding of any city in the valley. Meridian and Boise have an extreme problem. So we realize that those traffic counters aren't everywhere, and there some subdivision with probably some repeat offenders that do things like that all the time. But overall, the study that they've shown shows that CUNA is actually behaving themselves somewhat. So
that's good.
That's good to hear. But, of course, we don't want to have to get away from us either. So so we'll continue to work on that issue. And Chief and all of our officers are always very supportive and do their best there. So
my understanding, Chief, is you'll be shooting out the tires of anybody doing more than 45.
Yeah, let's try that for a while.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you, Chief.
Okay. I guess we need a motion for an executive session.
I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74-206B for the purpose of discussing a personnel matter.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn to an executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74-206B for the purpose of discussing a personnel matter.
It's easy for you to say.
Council, please.
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Okay, and I think we just need Wendy.